Krishna, 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 No satsanga. I am burning in this material existence of samsara or without any cause of suffering. Grihanesha Mahavagga, I am an ignorant, utterly foolish person. If someone wants to do such kind of kirtan through nama at that time, prema bhakti blossoms in his heart, and with extreme eagerness he has a deep hankering to behold him directly. Up till this he was telling sadame manasya virastam. He was just trying to behold him in his heart, but now he wants to behold him directly, sakshat darshan, other than seeing him inside his heart. At that time, for once at least, I want to behold that form of yours that Yashodama has tied you in the churning matter, and tears are rolling down from your eyes, and being scared for Mother Yashoda, you are just watching here and there so that I can behold this form of yours directly, shakshat, not in my heart. So how this is possible? This is very rare. But for Lord, he has so much vatsalya, he has compassionate for the devotees, he can make impossible possible. That's why he is praying, give me prema bhakti so that I can behold him you directly. Now he is praying for prema bhakti from the core of his heart. Yashoda mother. Yashoda mother with a rope, he has tied Krishna in that grand matter. And the two sons of Kuber, Nalkubar and Manigrib, you have delivered them from the curse of Narad Rishi to Manigrib and Nalkubar. You entered in the tree, those two brothers entered in. You gave direct darshan to Nalkubar and Manigrib and delivered them. He touched also both the trees. And Nalkubar and Manigrib. And by doing parikrama and beholding all those pastimes directly, they disappeared from there to their abode. Not only he gave them mukti, he gave them darshan also. He provided them the extreme devotion, parama bhakti. Bhakti bhava krutavcha. He gave the bhakti bhava and prema bhakti altogether to them. That's why it's written in the Bhagavatam when they became demigods, coming out of the trees and did circumambulation of Krishna and followed the instructions of Krishna, and they went back. Krishna told them, "Sanjato mahi bhavo." You develop bhava bhakti towards me and to me, Krishna said to Nalkubar and Manigrib. The material existence cannot entangle you anymore. You won't have to come in this cycle of birth and death. Here is the param bhava. Param bhava here meaning prema bhakti, the extreme mood. That's why to attain that prema bhakti, they went back to Golok Vaikuntha. They got the name Nigdakanta and Madhukanta. One went to the Sava, the committee of Nanda Bhava, and the other brother went to the committee of the Gopis, assembly of the Gopis. So they got so much mercy from Krishna directly. Hey Damodar, Tatha Prema Bhakti, Swakam No Prach, Na Moksha, Graho, Mesti Damodar. I have no interest in moksha, liberation. You provide me Prema Bhakti. If Krishna asks why you are interested in this, that I will provide you prema bhakti, why don't you accept mukti so that you won't come back in this material existence? No, I have only interest in prema bhakti. I have no interest in moksha. Again he is telling, it's true that you have interest in prema bhakti, but so your mother has tied you with a rope in this udukal, in this churning matter, but inshallah, I want to behold that form of yours all the time, that your mother had tied you in that churning matter, and you are watching here and there being scared of your mother. I want to see, and tears are rolling down from your eyes, and that black windman kachal is ran down from your cheek. So I want to behold that form of yours all the time.
What can you say?
what, how one can attain such kind of prema bhakti? Sadhu shraddha, tato sadhu sangata, bhajana kriya, tato anartha nivritti, syat tato nishtha ruchi, tato atha shakti tato bhavo, prema abhyudanjati, bhavit kava. We have explained all this look many a time. Prema Bhakti has so many progressive path stages. It has been explained in Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has explained it in this way. That's why we are accepting this here. Those jivas who are not following this path of devotion, they have forgot Lord since time immemorial. We don't think about all the thing, I mean devotion. We are just eating, sleeping and just spending our time. But sufferings and sorrow is coming in our life. But we never think it very positively, very intensively. If someone thinks about it gravely, then he will meditate about devotion. Bhagavad Vimukh, who is adverse to Lord, since time immemorial, those jivas, they are running in this cycle of birth and death since time immemorial, time without beginning. When this creation has happened, sometimes he is getting the form of demigod, sometimes human being, sometimes insects, sometimes animals, sometimes trees, sometimes stones, hills. So many forms he is getting so much suffering and happiness. Sometimes hog, horse, ass, this kind of form is getting. But he has never remembered Lord in any of his life. But this time, Krishna has bestowed his countless mercy upon us. So he has the congenial breeze has blown over us. So he has provided us with the association of sadhus. We are hearing Harikatha all the time and doing Parikrama, Brajamandal, along with the sadhus. But still, if we cannot attain unflinching devotion unto the Lord, then it's like committing suicide. Staying in the association of the devotees, if we cannot develop anchoring for devotion, then it's better to commit suicide. When the real fortune develops, at that time he gets the association of the sadhus. He gets the darshan of Vishuddha Bhaktas. When he attains sadhu sangha, then one should understand that his samsara material existence is no more. It's completely extinguished. At that time, from the lotus mouth, one should hear bhakti katha and the glories of Bhagavan and Bhaktas. Then one attains the fortune of listening bhakti mula kathas. Sadhu may ask, whatever they will instruct, give me a water, come along with me to Parikrama, you will listen Harikratha. I won't ask for money. You listen Bhagavad Katha from me. When the sadhus will instruct us at that time, if we listen to them, then we'll attain Shraddha. From there, we'll get deep faith. Then time will come that even if we give up our life, but we won't live this path. After Shraddha, we'll get again Sadhu Sangha. Then bhajana kriya and anartha nivritti will happen. Staying in association of sadhu sangha for 25 years, 40 years, 30 years, but we have not developed renunciation to the vishaya, to this. This is impossible. That someone is in sadhu sangha, but still if he has desire to this material things, then he should understand that he is not listening Harikatha properly and he is not doing proper association with the sadhus. It's not entering through the ears. After that, bhajan and nishtha, then you have attachment to the bhajaniya vastus. You will develop an attachment to the bhajaniya vastu, to the Lord. When he will become mature, then he will attain bhavadasa. Then he will enter the vishuddha bhava, he will attain the vishuddha mood. Then prem will blossom in his heart. So when he will develop prem, then he will directly, he can directly behold all the pastimes of Lord. Lord, after getting, listening his prayers, telling to Satyavrata Muni, you have never asked for mukti from this material existence. Whether you get moksha or not, but you are asking for prema bhakti. So it reveals that if someone attains unflinching faith unto the Lord by hearing Harikatha, there is no question of coming back in this birth and cycle. So Vritasur is also doing such kind of prayers. He is a good devotee. Vritasur is doing this verse. Hey Prabhu, I don't want liberation, moksha. Whatever I have done, my karmas, if I come in this cycle of birth and death many times, let it happen. But wherever I will go, whatever form of life I may get, whatever species of life I may go, but please provide me with the association, prema, maitri, love and affection unto the lotus feet of your elevated devotees. When I will hear Harikatha from elevated Vaishnavas of yours, then I will be easily liberated. That's why I don't want moksha. Those who are attached in your maya, this body, your wife, and who thinks that after getting married we will enjoy so much, what will happen? Please bless me so that I don't keep any kind of relationship with such kind of people. You should also think like this. Those who are attached in this vishaya, you should always stay away from them. Out of lust, even in dreams also, so I may not associate with such kind of people. Such kind of moves, if someone can develop, he becomes worshipable by this entire world. Who is Ajaya, which cannot be won over by, conquered by others, such kind of Lord gets controlled by his devotees. You were completely tied by the rope of prema. With that frame, you enter in my heart and reside in my heart permanently. After this, you will take your breakfast, and after having breakfast, you will go for darshan. Nande Hari Hari. कहाँ चलेगी? फर्स्ट वर्स 8 में चलेगी. कुछ इधर उधर तो नहीं हुआ? हाँ ठीक है. Now, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Bhagavad Gita describes the last one of If you'd like to stay online, Prabhupada Ki Jai, Shri Gurudev Ki Jai.